Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go into the 4 o'clock hour. Welcome back to it. Heading into the sports weekend, Gwynn and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. and Matt Scraby, as we get set for a couple of more hours with you. Scraby Chronicles, closing things out later tonight. And then, let's see, tomorrow we've got Aztec football. San Jose State coming in for the final home game, home regular season game of the year. Kirk Kenny was on with us a little earlier. Sunday, NFL Week 12. Goes fast, doesn't it?
Too fast.
Week 12. Yeah, we're already like
it's all leading to spring
way.
Training. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. And
I was
then
just
Monday night.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. This is just one of those moments where I forget I'm on the radio, which I probably shouldn't do. Joseph in the chat alerted me that the 49ers are voiding Brandon Ayuk's guaranteed money because he didn't show up to meetings and stuff. So
is that fake news?
No,
is that real news?
The Athletic, Diana Russini, 15 minutes ago it was posted.
Wow. You've been saying this.
I don't.
Ayuk, sources say.
You don't think that Brandon Ayuk's going to sue the 49ers for that money, do you?
Well, if you don't show up to meetings and you're supposed to, you could void the guaranteed money.
Listen to the script. Well, if you don't show up to meetings and you're.
I see.
It says Ayuk has failed to attend meetings and declined to participate in other team activities, and the 49ers have grown increasingly frustrated with his lack of communication. The 49ers sources say responded by voiding the guaranteed money in his contract for 2026, asserting that the absences amounted to a failure to fulfill his contractual obligations.
And I bet you there's a lawyer somewhere who will think that he still fulfilled his contractual obligations.
Ayuk, according to multiple leaked sources, told the NFLPA reps that he did not want to fight the move via an official grievance.
Get out of here.
So basically he's playing for his release.
He sounds like... He's trying to get up out of there.
So wait, you ruined our last season with your little contract charade.
They give you the money, you get hurt,
and now you don't want to play for them anymore? That is stupid.
He didn't say that. This is all coming to the Scraby kind of thought. I don't think he said not playing. He just said he didn't want to fight it. Maybe he realizes he's wrong, Scrape.
Tony, this is... him realizing he's wrong and not going after his guaranteed money is the same thing as someone taking a hometown deal. It's just not going to happen.
I know somebody who took a hometown deal.
Like hometown deal.
Hometown deal.
I like when he gets his baritone voice.
I'm telling you one thing, Scraby. You can say whatever you want, but Ayuk sounds just like the kind of kook and lunatic and slacker that'll work perfectly filling in for Tyreek Hill in Miami next year. So
It doesn't surprise me.
Don't fall for it, because all that means is Chris wants him on the team, and that he's hoping that he can
take him.
so he can ruin your team too?
That he can turn it around when he gets to the Miami ball club.
You know what really bothers me sometimes is when athletes who get paid a lot of money act like they're being treated so poorly.
Where in this article does it show that he's being treated poorly?
Well, if you don't show up to meetings and organized team activities you're required to show up to,
that means you're being treated poorly?
No, that means
he's the one treating it poorly.
He literally said he's not going to fight it.
All right. We shouldn't argue more about this.
We should talk about my Lakers real quick. Do we have time to get that in, or we got to go to daily?
Let's go.
Let's wait till the next segment. Right. 420. We got to do the Chris.
I got to get this off my chest, because this is
a good take too. I think people are going to like it.
It's kind of it's giving me a lot of heartburn a little bit.
I heard this take, and it's something you want to stick around for, but we need to do this first.
All right.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it. You'll get that question for free today. Now, you will be playing for a qualification for a chance to win the grand prize, a trip for two to see Sammy Hagar in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the March 20th show, a two-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gas card. Go find some tickets at tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
That's what happens when you're trying to write questions and read the rules at
the same
time.
Well, I was writing the questions, and then Joseph broke the news that Brandon Ayuk was greedy, and so actually, he's not greedy because he's giving up money.
He's literally giving up, and he's not fighting.
It's the opposite of greedy, I guess.
All right, give me my first contestant.
All right, let's go to... we will go to... I don't know!
Oh, can you not see it?
No, I just got it up. Let's go to Guy.
I hate to say that's got to be a promo, Scrape, that last sentence.
Guy, welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How are you, Tony?
We're doing well. Here we go. First question. Who is UConn's basketball head coach on the men's side?
That obnoxious, beady-eyed, bald-head guy, but I can't think of it.
That's fine with me. You described him perfectly.
All right.
I think that's good. Let him go, man. That's
works.
A win.
A.K.A. Yeah. Dan Hurley is the answer.
We're accepting that answer for sure.
It was funny.
Although I will say that I think people from now on are just going to try to describe people when
as
they answer questions.
No, the only one that works for is Dan Hurley.
It was funny because when you close your eyes, that's exactly how you would probably describe him.
Oh, yeah, I see it. I close my eyes.
That's what I did. All right, here we go. Question number two. Former running back LeSean McCoy played for four NFL teams. Woo. Give me three of them.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to take the fifth on this one and see if Chris can name it.
Chris is going to need you to name all three. He's not going to give you any.
Thank you. Shady McCoy.
That's right. LeSean Shady. McCoy.
I feel good about the Eagles and the Bills. I don't feel as good about the Redskins / Commanders, but those are my three guesses.
Oh, sorry.
That strategy proves to be effective once again.
Yes, the pass is the way to go.
It is.
Apparently, I heard that Adam does not like the pass. Is that true? Like he
gave somebody credit the other day for taking a shot at it, and we explained to him the error of his ways.
Yeah, we did. We got on him right then and there. Yeah. The answer, yes, the Eagles and Bills you felt confident about. The other two could have been either the Chiefs or the Bucks.
Yeah, no chance.
Yeah.
All right. Question number three.
Good for you.
Guy, if you get this right, you'll be doing Scraby a huge favor. Because it's the only number three question we have that he has written down here. Which Spurs player holds the franchise record with 71 points in a single game?
How far back you going?
Franchise history.
Oh, geez. Spurs, huh? Oh, no idea.
No idea. Incorrect. Chris
has the, stay right there, guy. Chris has this look like he's
he definitely knows this.
Oh, he definitely knows this.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah. This is in my salad days. Yes. I mean,
I just know
that Scraby's going to want to murder me for getting it. David Thompson, the Skywalker. No! George Gervin! I said the wrong guy!
You got both of them wrong.
Yeah, you got both of them wrong.
Oh, it's David Robinson?
It's David Admiral Robinson.
Wow. Guys, stay there. I'm going to get your information in the
break. He wins. My bad. Oh, man.
The realization on Chris's face was priceless.
One. I mean, he got the first, that mean, obviously.
He said David, and then Tony and I were like, what? Where's he going with this?
Oh, man. Nice work, guys. Hang on the line.
You know how you like to say, Tony, I played
myself. Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you did.
I did. I played yourself twice, too. I knew that one, and I just got totally, my mind went the wrong way.
See, I picked the Spurs because you could go Tim Duncan. You could go Mono Ginobili. You could go Tony Parker.
Tim Duncan was too fundamental to get to 71.
Honestly, of those layups.
You could go all of those guys, but the greatest scorer that Spurs ever had was George Gervin.
Iceman.
And I just blew it. Completely. So there you go.
It happens. Right. You got to take us a break, Chris. Sorry.
Good for you. Who was the winner there?
Guy.
Guy.
Guy, you owe me one, Guy. I think I feel like I gave you that one, but
Guy doesn't
enjoy
owe you anything.
And good luck on your trip to Las Vegas. We'll take a break. Tony Gwynn Jr. is a Laker fan, but he has some things that are bothering him right now. Even though the team is 11-4,
I'm telling you, people are going to love it.
Yeah.
What could it be? We'll find out when Gwen and Chris continues after traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
4:19 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello. I've elected to stand this segment. Tired of sitting. Part of the reason I'm going to stand is because I'm in my feels right now when it comes to the Lakers.
You're not watching me, Tony. I'm still banging my head over that mistake.
Oh,
and I have an explanation for it, but I want to hear your Laker takes.
I want to hear your explanation for your mistake.
What mistake? Okay.
The when he had the answer, he thought he had the David Robinson.
Oh, David Robinson.
See, this is how different we are. I moved on. That was in a locked box that I will never think of again.
It's been eating at Chris. Go ahead, Chris. How did you make
on
that
the
mistake?
Final day of the 1978 season, which is right in my wheelhouse? George Gervin needed to score 63 points to win the NBA title, scoring title. Because on that same day, David Thompson scored 73 points. And Gervin did it. And for some reason, Gervin being with the Spurs, I mixed it up and put David Thompson on the Spurs. But it was my recollection of that crazy day that had me overlook David Robinson. It's not an excuse. It's just my explanation for it. So there.
Scraby, how do you feel about that? Does it sound like an excuse?
It's not
to
an
you?
Excuse, but here's my excuse. I get it, Chris. You pride yourself on knowing this stuff, and so you want to get it off your chest as to why you thought the way you did.
Anyway.
I get it.
Good for guy. All right, so what are the Lakers doing to bug you, Tony Gwynn Jr.?
Well, listen, they're not doing a lot to bug me. I mean, they're 11-4. LBJ just came back looking like 91 Magic. Just kind of past 12 assists, 11 points, just kind of fitting in.
LeBron James just fitting
just
in.
Just fitting in. And I think there was some question on whether he could do it. I think he took umbrage with it. But the thing that is troubling to me, so I read a report today, that two Dodger executives will be consultants to the Lakers. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, maybe this is on the business side. Dodgers probably doing some good business right now. Maybe the Lakers can learn. Only to find out that Andrew Friedman and Farhan Zaidi, how do you say his last name?
I think it's Zaidi.
Zaidi are going to be consulting basketball business. Could somebody help me?
They're going to make roster decisions?
I don't know what that consulting means, but I don't want two baseball dudes anywhere near basketball.
You're not getting baseball dudes anywhere near basketball, Tony. Neither Friedman nor Zaidi are baseball dudes. They're analytic nerds.
And that is really the troubling part.
I know.
Because with all due respect to the smartest people in the world out there that handle analytics.
Yeah.
I don't need the crossover on this one. And listen, analytics has been in basketball for a very, very long time. So I understand that. But don't you already have basketball analytic guys there already? Like, you had to have had some. You'd been in the league forever. I know L.A. was behind the eight ball for a long time. But I all accounts, they got that kind of short up. I just don't like the idea of two dudes that are really good one dude who is really, really good at putting together baseball rosters because he knows baseball. You know, I know he may not have played, but he knows it. I know Andrew Friedman knows baseball. I don't think he knows jack about basketball.
Is this a case of the what's his name, Tom something?
The owner.
Mark Walters.
Wow. Okay. Mark Walters.
Yes.
Is this a case of him just wanting to bring in his own guys?
Probably. But that's
I don't think it's his own guys, Scraby. I think it's if you're in charge of two companies, a lot of times you think if one guy is he's dominating this company, so you tell the other company, we're going to bring him in to see if he can't help this company. And it never works.
I mean, just ask the Cleveland Browns.
Paul yeah. DePodesta.
How did that work?
It doesn't work.
He didn't even move to Cleveland.
And he was certainly an analytics guy, which is why they thought, oh, yeah, the crossover. Wait, analytics is universal. It's across the board.
This I talked about this on the Scravy Show the other night, but like along with the analytics in other sports, I don't think in football analytics should be driven on fourth down. Fourth down plays cannot be decided on analytics.
They are. They're pretty much.
They are,
decided.
Which is crazy to me because anything can happen on a play at any time that could end that play. The guy gets stepped on by the center. The running back has the wrong. Anything can happen. So when you're looking at it, fourth and two, can my team get that 2 yards? Had they been doing it tonight? That's where I would go.
Yeah, this is not something that I feel good about.
Oh, I mean,
first of all, Scrappy, you're not going to get an argument from Josh Allen. He went over to the sideline last night after a fourth down play, and he looked at his teammate and he said, "What the hell are we doing?" they caught him on the camera. He was like totally flustered.
I think Chris kind of hit on it. I don't like the idea that because a guy is really good in one area that he's just going to slide right. And I grant it, I probably am freaking out. He's just consulting. I have a hard time.
That's the last thing you would want. Put yourself in the room where the Laker GM and, you know, what is it, Pelinka makes the call?
That's the only thing that is giving me some.
You think this will help him? Because
no,
if you were Pelinka, you would not want somebody else because you have to be nice to them. You have to respect them because it's the same owner. So you have to kind of give them the time of day. But how do you use their knowledge and still do your thing? It's a really tricky situation.
I think Pelinka's a smart dude, but I don't think he's going to be super open to listening to two dudes that, you know, are having great success in baseball. But if it was flipped, if Rob Pelinka was said, and Mark Walter was like, "Hey, why don't you go over here to L.A. to the Dodgers and be a consultant to them? Like, just kind of get mix in there, give them some advice." I'm pretty sure Andrew Friedman would give him the bird as any suggestion he had.
Our guy Nate on the chat wants to ask Tony how much of this has to do with them being Dodgers. Before you answer, I don't think anything has to do with them being Dodgers.
It has a little bit to do. Tiny
bit. Okay.
It does. It does. I mean, that doesn't make me feel better about it.
You know what, Tony? I've worked in enough organizations doing, you know, media relations.
I feel like
we've
seen this before, and it doesn't work out.
It never works. This isn't going to work. Look, when I was with the Gulls, we went through two or three ownerships in the 4 or 5 years I was doing media relations for the Gulls. This was way back when. But every owner brought in their new people, right? But the only guy who really knew what the hell he was doing was our GM and the guy who was there the whole way. And that was Don Waddell. And he did a great job putting the teams together and running the organization. But every new owner made Don Waddell work with some new person that thought they knew everything. Right. And every single time they didn't know anything, and Don Waddell, you know, was able to do his thing. So I've seen this exact thing that, you know, it's going to be a little different level. We're talking NBA and, you know, baseball and billions of dollars, but it's the same dynamic. And so I think you're right to be a little, you know, just not happy with this.
I'll reiterate that they're just consultants. But what does that mean? I mean, if Mark Walters walks into Rob Pelinka's office and is like, "Hey, I know they're consultants, but I need them to actually consult," they're going to have to do that. And
right.
I don't know. It just feels like this is going
to. With apologies to all of my friends out there who are making major coin, bucks, stacks, whatever you want to say.
Rats.
As a consultant, I just want to say that nobody in any business likes a consultant.
It's true.
That's true.
It's just true.
It's true.
So I'm apologizing, but I'm just telling you, nobody likes you.
Because you're coming in to tell someone what to do when you haven't been in the trenches.
When they most likely didn't ask you either.
Yeah, they're just like, "Hey, you guys need to start doing more of this. Sir, we tried that like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
It didn't work."
Right. Yeah. Nobody likes a consultant except a consultant because they make a ton of money.
They do make a ton of money.
I will say you have to be careful because at one point when baseball was baseball, right, the consultants that were hired were the analytic guys. Mm. It wasn't that long after that the analytic guys that were consultants were, then, were then in the actual job space.
So, they're just taking over. They're like AI.
Well, you know what, Scraby? You know there's a consultant to this station right now who just heard me say that, who is getting his orange pen to to line my name out of the thing right away.
Does not
he's got the orange
like
highlighter.
Consultants.
Yep, he's gone. He's gone.
Let's get to break. Big Five on the other side.
Hi, welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. 4:35 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan, working our way towards 6 o'clock. And then the Scraby Chronicles will send us all into the weekend. Got a Big Five coming up here. Quick question, Scray, before we get to your Big Five.
Yes.
Is Lane Kiffin mentioned at all?
No, I'm not as obsessed with Lane Kiffin as you are.
Okay. Well, I won't go there yet. I'll save it for later. But
okay. We don't have it.
I just think that, I mean, the guy's the biggest liar of all time, isn't he?
Why?
Well, he said that he's definitely staying at Ole Miss. He's not looking at any other offers, blah, blah, blah. But the AD said that a decision on Kiffin is coming after their next game.
There is, yeah, they did give him a deadline of the Egg Bowl.
I don't recall him saying that he's definitely staying at.
All right.
I know that's what you want to hear because then you could really crush him even more today. But I don't know that he said that he's definitely staying.
Fair enough. Do what you want, Lane. Just don't come to my team.
He's coming to MIA. Believe it.
God, let me just get John Gruden in here, guy who hasn't done anything for the past 5 years.
Who would you rather have, Tony?
Oh, don't put me in this. I like John Gruden, though. I do. I don't know if he can still coach. Let me rephrase it. I'm sure he can still coach. I don't know if players are going to lend them their ear. But I also don't know if they'll do it for Lane Kiffin either. I guess I would say John because he has coached in the NFL.
At a high level.
At a very high level.
Pretty high. All right, here we go. Traffic and then the Big Five.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, this hour of Sports Talk is brought to you by SD Collectibles. Get ready, sports and Pokemon collectors. SD Collectibles Card Show is back at Liberty Station with over 100 vendor tables this Saturday and Sunday. Find sports cards, Pokemon, memorabilia, and more. Visit SDCollectibles.com for more info. That's SDCollectibles.com. All right.
Number five.
Now, we talk about immovable contracts here on the show with the Padres from time to time.
Do we?
Yeah, I would say Xander Bogaerts' contract, as in totality, is an immovable contract.
Immovable.
Immovable. No team is going to trade for Xander Bogaerts if they have to assume all of his contract. Now, there are reports that Corey Seager of the Rangers could be potentially traded this offseason to save the Rangers some money. Some think this contract may be immovable unless the Rangers eat some of the cost. He has 6 years left, $189 million to be paid. He'll be 32 in 2026, but he'll be 37 in his final year. Chris, is the contract by itself immovable?
No, not to some teams. I mean, they don't need a shortstop, but I don't think so. There's somebody out there that could work something if they desperately wanted him. So I'm going to say no. But this is the risk that you get sometimes with, you know, a contract like this, of course. I'm crossing over sports. Didn't the Clippers, when they got Paul George from OKC, they gave so many draft choices away. It seemed like a good idea at the time, but I read today that if the Clippers don't make the playoffs this year, OKC will have an unprotected lottery pick next year.
We can thank the Clippers for their great work. Look at the OKC Thunder now. Thank you, Clippers.
They're the champions. Great and work. They might win the championship and get the number one pick. Thanks to the Clippers.
Now that is crazy.
I'm just saying the Rangers won their World Series, but, you know, they're paying for it a little with that move.
Yeah. Tony.
Good job, Clippers.
Is the Corey Seager contract by itself immovable?
First, who said this? Do you know?
No, there's just reports, like Rangers reporters.
Only reason why I bring it up, because as we've been sitting here doing the show, they had the Texas Rangers beat writer, and it was a tweet from him. And the tweet said something along the lines was, I did not say that the Rangers were shopping him. I said that they could look into shopping him.
Oh, and so he's clarifying
that's
now.
Why I asked you who it was, because I wanted to say his name.
It was probably that guy.
It was. It was 100% him. But to your question of, is it immovable? Listen, anything can be moved with the right want to. I think Corey Seager's time at shortstop is not going to be long through this contract. I don't know if you guys have seen Corey Seager. He's not a small human being. He's a big dude.
I've never seen him, actually.
He's a big dude. And I imagine he's gonna, you know, 32, right? I
think. Yeah, he's 32 coming into this next season.
I can see him moving to third as he starts to get older. But yeah, man, right situation, right team, maybe that piece away, it could be moved.
All right.
Four.
Now, Deion Sanders, not Coach Prime, everyone. These are two separate entities. Deion Sanders is facing a dilemma. I don't know why Tony's looking at me like that. Is facing a dilemma this weekend.
Anytime
and the dilemma
you have Deion in your Big Five, I'm going to look at you crazy.
Stems from Shador making his first professional start on Sunday. Here's Deion on a Buffalo's podcast talking about what he is going to do.
Will you just sit quietly in a room this week and watch it, or are you going to try and go out there?
I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet. I've been urged to go. I'm pretty sure he wants me to go, but I kind of, you know, you want to be out of the way. You don't want to be his distraction, but not that I would ever would be, but then you think, you know, he came all the way up here to see you.
Right.
So that's it, a shorter trip to go see him. You start thinking that as a dad, you know, because you know what it means to him if he just catch a glimpse of you before he walks out.
Yeah.
But
all right. So that's what he said. He's still undecided. I have a feeling he's going to go. I have a feeling he's going to go. Tony, do you, or I'm not going to ask you about Prime. I'm going to say, what would you do? I know what you would do. You do this for your kids quite often.
Here's an interesting thing. I'm not as popular, or I wasn't the same player as my dad was. And so I don't have the same type of, power that he did, in terms of if he shows up to a game of mine, all eyes are going to be on him. Deion's in that kind of...
Oh, totally.
You know, he shows up to the game.
He's the show.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, to his point, though, I think he knows how much it would mean. Just based on what we know about their relationship, they've been together forever.
Yeah.
I think Shador would probably benefit from having his dad there. It wouldn't be that type of distraction. Shador's going to have enough on his plate trying to get a win against the Raiders with that Cleveland Brown offense he has.
He may not even see Deion. But let me ask you this, Tony. As you had your dad come to your Little League game, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I know. I think he used to famously sit out behind the center field fence to try to stay away from people. But he was trying not to.
Trying to be a distraction. You know,
right, he didn't want to be a distraction. But as far as you were concerned, you understood that, but you still loved having him there, right?
Without a doubt. I mean, he didn't get to come to very many baseball games. So, yeah, especially in that situation, I didn't care where he sat. He could have stayed in the car as long as he was there. I felt that. And I imagine Shador is going to feel the same.
So that's why I think Deion should go.
Yeah, I agree.
I think so, too. I think so, too, guys. Number three. Now, we know that Chris does not think Dak Prescott is a good quarterback, but he is just 160 passing yards away from breaking the Cowboys team record held by Tony Romo. Romo sits at 34,183 yards, and on Monday night, Dak passed the 34,000-yard mark. And I know people aren't sold on Dak, but Chris, does this record legitimize him as a good NFL quarterback?
First of all, I think he is a pretty good quarterback. I get critical of Dak when he starts talking about cream of the crop, because he hasn't won anything to deserve to be mentioned in cream of the crop. Secondly, I don't know that he really needs this record to legitimize him. Passing yardage is not a fair record anymore. It just isn't. There is not a person on earth who would ever look at you and say that Dak Prescott can even hold a candle to somebody like Roger Staubach. But Dak Prescott has passed for infinitely more yards than Roger Staubach ever did. It's just a totally different world now. So I think in this era of, you know, pro football, where you throw it, you gain yardage through the air, Dak Prescott is a good, solid quarterback. But he needs to win some playoff in order to move up in the pecking order. That's all.
All right, Tony, does this record legitimize him as a good NFL quarterback?
I don't think it legitimizes. I think he already is a good NFL quarterback. I laughed because Chris said that no one would look you in your face and tell you that Dak Prescott was better than Roger Staubach.
No one.
Unless you were born 1982, you know, and up at that point. Because I think a lot of people would tell you that.
No, I know.
But to Chris's point, I don't think there's an issue with Dak Prescott outside of when the chips are down, what is he going to do? I think he does the regular season thing as well as many of the top-tier quarterbacks when he's has a team around him. But, you know, you typically measured with how you do in the postseason. And the thing about the NFL that I've learned over time is that it only takes one good run. Like, he's had a lot of really good seasons. That's Let's say true. The Cowboys go to the Super Bowl and they win one. We'll be talking about Dak Prescott completely different than we are right now. And it would just take one run from him.
I mean, these days, you win one Super Bowl, that is, you're a marquee quarterback.
I think that's the unique thing about football is that the Super Bowl can raise you up that high. I mean, you can't be like, who was Tampa's quarterback the year they beat
Brad
Oakland?
Johnson?
You can't be Brad Johnson and win. If Brad Johnson had the numbers that Dak did and didn't win a Super Bowl, we'd be talking about him different, right?
That's true.
And I think that's where Dak is. Dak is good enough to be there, but he just has not done anything in the postseason that can get him off of that kind of
pedestal.
Yeah, him onto that pedestal.
Onto the pedestal. You know who I always think of when Brad Johnson gets mentioned? For some reason, I always think of Jeff George. I have no why, or I have no idea why, but Jeff George. All I remember is him just crushing the 49ers sometimes, and then him getting into
fights. He played for the Falcons, didn't he?
He played for a lot of teams.
Yeah, I remember Jeff George throwing Dion that pick, and he go down the sideline for 90-something yards.
Yeah, I do remember that.
He was the number one overall pick, mostly talent wasted, just didn't really commit himself.
Big arm.
He had an incredible arm, though. Yeah.
Where did he go to college?
Illinois. Of all places. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Well, neither did I. Number two. Now, we already talked about the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk, but I'm going to talk about another 49er. But this is in a different tone, though. Mac Jones subbed in for Brock Purdy very well while Purdy was out with his toe injury. He did so well that teams are reportedly looking into Mac Jones for their team next season. 49er reporter Matt Maiocco made the case that Jones could fetch a second-round pick because Geno Smith was traded to the Raiders last year for a third-rounder. Now, I'm not going to ask you to predict which round they're going to get, but Tony, do you think Mac Jones will be brought in as the starter, or is he brought in to compete for the starting job?
It's actually a good question.
Thank you.
I think it's a situational deal. A team that, I guess it depends on what team he lands with and who the quarterback he is.
I've kind of seen Arizona on that list, but that's in division.
I think he would be competing at that point.
With Kyler. Because they're going to move Kyler.
If he ended up in that situation, I don't think they would just hand him the job.
For sure.
He'd have to compete. There probably are like one or two situations that he could go to at this point. If they can't get anybody else to sign there, I could see that being a thing and him just being like, hey, go ahead. This is your team now.
Chris, are you okay? I just saw you.
Stretching my neck, Scrib.
Oh, okay. What do you think, Chris? Do you think Mac Jones would be brought in as the starter or compete for a starting job?
You guys didn't have to roll around the lazy river rapids for an hour
this
and a half
true.
Today.
This is true.
A lot of strain on the body.
Yeah, this is true.
Come on. I'm not ready to turn my team over to Mac Jones yet, under any circumstance. I don't think he proved he could do it yet with New England. I think you always have to be careful. The 49ers are, as much as I'm critical of, Shanahan for fun, they run a pretty good ship over there, and I think they put him in a pretty decent position to succeed, not look bad while he was out there. But he did look bad when he was with a lesser situation in New England. So if I'm a lesser, I don't know that Mac Jones is the guy that elevates me necessarily. He'd have to prove it to me first.
I think it's fair. Number one. NFL mock drafts are starting to kick it into their next gear right now. And currently on Bleacher Report's number one prospect is Caleb Downs of Ohio State. He's a safety. He's rated the best player in the draft. First quarterback on the list is Indiana's Fernando Mendoza at number four. Then you have to look all the way down. Arch Manning is actually rated by Bleacher Report as the 44th best player in the draft. So, Chris is up first. Do you think Arch is ready for the NFL after what you've seen in his college career so far?
Okay, so that's a funny question, right? Or was that legit?
No, it's legit. Like, they're thinking he's going to enter the draft.
There's nobody in the okay. The same people that aren't in their right mind to think Dak Prescott's better than Staubach are the only people that would even remotely imagine this guy could be ready to play in an NFL game. Right?
I agree with you.
Am I missing something?
No, he struggled this year. You know, he's had moments of brilliance.
I mean, he's got some moments, sure, but that's not enough to be a guy in the NFL. Maybe Tony will say, you know, that you draft him and you groom him for 4 years, but nobody does that anymore.
Yeah, that's true. You don't.
So, are we talking about Manning?
We're talking about Arch.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been nothing that has shown me that he's ready. And he has, one, two, three quarterbacks that all play in the NFL in his family. I would hope that they have...
remember when his grandpa said he was going to stay one more year, and then Arch was like, I don't know if he's going to stay one more year.
If this is where Arch should lean on grandpa and uncles. Because if they know how to orchestrate something... They would have told him, hey, yeah, go ahead. They'll get him out there. We saw them maneuver Eli to New York.
They already have experience.
They got experience. They got a ton of it. So I would just say, unless Papa or Aunt is telling you, hey, man, come on out. It's a good move. Please stay in school.
I would think that they are giving him the right advice.
I couldn't imagine they're not.
They're like, hey, here's jump in the draft.
So don't listen to the NFL mock drafters out there.
Yeah.
If I was the Manning consultant, why not? Let's be a consultant. I would tell him to stay in college and switch teams and get with a coach better than Sarkisian, honestly.
That's not a bad point either.
Not out of the cards either.
All right, that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, we're going to reset some things. And we also have an interview of the week at the end of the show. So stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.